Church bulletin. The singing has already started, and I stand in the back. My family's heads lined up in two pews near the front. Same pews for 40 years. It looks as though a small child sits between my sister and her husband, but it's really just a canyon stretching its massive void. And what a great thing to be able to say, you're working on the marriage instead of just in it, stuck like logs jammed in the river. My brother's wife is missing altogether. She's socializing with the millionaires who can give her more than God. Sometimes the church is like a bar. All that light as powerful in its clarity as the darkness. And my sibling's hair is now many shades of cloudy sky. They've transformed into adults, parents, survivors, divorcees, forgetting at times how to play and open and feel. The church says for joys, Lord, in your love, and for tragedy, Lord, in your mercy. Dad is closest to the aisle, a quick escape, and Mom is shorter, smaller, so much smaller. I walk to the family pew, taking my place among what's easily broken. Close enough now to see my parents' hands, each with matching bruises on the thin skin beneath the knuckles. How has this day come? The pastor is into his sermon, beginning with a clip of The Lion King, and I think of my daughter at 4 years old, standing on the arm of the couch in our apartment on 16th and Washington, holding up her stuffed lion, Simba, to the sun, the way Rafiki does in the movie. And I'm a single, unwed mother on welfare, the woman my dad likes to rage at. And I've been to the well and the river and the pump, and know my baptism has come, and I'm fully a part of this.